figures.
May want to do that. Now, there's another twist to that, which is
Clemente,
yeah. Sort of a special sports event. I mean, you're not intruding on that one really, because the President of the United States, there's a reason for the President to be at the opener. Disadvantages of watching and having to come back.
Yeah, I know.
If you have to look good weather, it should be too bad.
Well, I know, but that's right. Not the weekend, but I don't think I really at that point will want to stay on when I get home. I'll still have a fourth and a fifth out there. Which I think will be enough.
Take off that Easter period you're down in Florida, which is
sure
of good weather in the latter part of April.
Yeah, that's why Easter coming late.
You had a congressional recess starting on the 20th.
Yeah. Running how long?
Well, the Senate comes back on the 25th. The House doesn't come back until the 30th.
Sure.
The House is taking 2 weeks, or a week and a half.
Well, there wouldn't be any reason for us not to do, frankly, take some time.
But you could go and just open-end it, just go down and stay as long as you feel like it. Just not schedule.
Just not schedule within that week. Through to
the 30th.
Right.
And wait, and if it's good weather and you're enjoying it,
yeah.
You
can and that way, the California thing will go out and be back on Friday. If I have it at the end, that's pretty good. Friday to Friday is next enough. better idea than coming.
Just go to bed early the night before. Start adjusting to Eastern time.
And another way to do it, actually, another way to do it, could I suggest, why the hell stop on the way back to California?
Go to Chicago or someplace.
No, I didn't follow that. No, I was thinking Pittsburgh is only 30, 40 minutes from here.
Oh, I see. You can go to...
Why don't you just come back to Washington
Thursday night?
And go out to Pittsburgh in the morning. I really think that makes a hell of a lot more sense. But then leave California until you have a full day there, see? Leave at 5 o'clock. You know, this idea that you have to get in here before midnight is nuts. You're not going to go to sleep anyway. You leave at 5, that's 7, 5, 8, 12, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever it is. But you leave, have a full day there. Bush had a luncheon over at the Alibi Club, which is, and this is good news, but he had a... What's the Alibi Club?
It's a little like a house, I guess, over on I Street. It's a small
music club.
Mm-hmm. There's only 20 members or something. It's an old, it's like something you'd see in San Francisco, an old house. And
the member?
Yeah. There's a dining room that, I mean, not a dining, it's like a front home dining room. They have a huge wooden table that seats, I would guess, about 20 people around the table. And they have an oyster lunch, and they have steamed oysters, and they put big bowls of oysters. It's a raw wood table, unfinished. Put the buckets of oysters on, and you open them up, and eat your oyster, and throw the shells into the bowl in the center of the table. And but he had kind of a good mixture of people. And Tom Moore and deputy over at defense, Clements, and Potter Stewart, and Pat Wilson, new Republican finance chairman, and Bill Brock, and Bud Brown, and Sonny Montgomery, and Frank Fitzsimmons, and, you know, just a mixture of people.
Okay. That kind of a lunch, I used to do that in Washington a great deal.
It's a good thing.
It's something that Hagman ought to do more. Damn asshole does not really.
You ought to do that.
I used to go, incidentally, those lunches are productive.
You don't remember?
And they're fun. I mean, you know, just sitting up, not on lunch, but women, see.
Sure.
You sit around, you talk, and the people are all on the same level of intelligence, so you don't have to have to catch up.
And he had Tom Moore give him a little rundown on the POWs.
Well,
so everybody's interested. Well, Moore did a hell of a job. He said, let me start out by saying, all of you, even though you're not all Republicans, you're all supporters of the president, and we are looking right at it. Just let me say to you that where we are today, not just the POW return, but this whole thing in Vietnam, is totally and solely due to the courage of the President of the United States. He said, there's no way we'd be here now for him, for what he's done. And he went into that. He did a hell of a good job on that pitch. Then he went into
what did he talk about?
The POW story. He told about the
Can he talk about other things? The May decision, that sort of thing?
Basically, December. He spent more time.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because that's where all he was. Talked about how tough it was. He said, all this crap, that's the other advantage of men. You can talk to people about it. He said, all this crap that the press, and he was very anti-media, the press is shoveling out of the mad bomber business and all that. He said, he knew exactly what he was doing. That was a carefully thought through plan. We used B-52s because we had to use B-52s for two reasons. One, the weather at that time. We couldn't have done precision bombing with anything else. And the other, we needed to move fast. We needed to knock out a lot of stuff and knock it out quickly, have a devastating effect quickly. And that's the only plane that can do it. He said nobody else could have done it except the United States. And it was a hell of an operation. As they now know, we didn't. It worked beautifully. And anyway, he went into the POW thing, and what great guys our servicemen are, and recognize that this country's now a lot better than people try to make it out to be. It was good.
Is this today?
Good stuff, yeah.
They all probably got a hell of a kick out of it, didn't they?
I think so.
People like Fitzsimmons, just a big throw for them.
He had Maury Sands, he had Henry Crown in Chicago, and quite an interesting cross-section of people, which is also good. I think they all, they all enjoy seeing the other people.
Right. We will have to.
Roughly, I just got over this morning that opening for a potential creator. So there's still a ways to go. They get easier as we get moved down, though. We become less critical positions and we have more and more refined lists of candidates. Not only that you're here, but that you're marking the coast. I mean, I think the signals of the changes and all that also make it there. So you're not just going to sit there for 4 years. You're going to
preside over.
You're going to be here for 4 years doing something. They better be careful that they're not on the wrong side of whatever is done.
I do think that we may be,
because of the rather inept handling of Jimmy Winker and the three others who are handling themselves, that the so-called compassion gap is legitimate. You know, I mean, it's a, giving it out there a little, some. Of course, some people like the compassion gap.
Right. And some of that's inevitable, and no matter how well you do it.
Yeah, much can be avoided, you know. People, it's just a question of, in that case, that's where a finch is good. Because finch always emoted compassion, you know. And I must say, so do all the Richardsons. Partly because they believe it. Right?
Well, it's good politics.
Yes, right. I think we can.
First thing.